This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And we have a few things we're going to go over here this hour. I'm going to tell you that little story about the fraud. I don't even know if that's the word. Scam, fraud, whatever. We're going to talk about birth rates, work ethic. Yeah, I'll touch on this Venezuelan strike that happened right before the show. Trump put out a video of it. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we do that, I want to tell you my little scam story. So when I was selling RVs, remember that's what I did before I did this. When I was selling RVs, we got a credit card statement. And I believe it was $7,000. There was a $7,000 purchase on the credit card statement. Our credit card bill is never $7,000 in total. It's never even close to that. We about fell out of our chairs. Oh my gosh. It didn't take long to figure out somebody had gotten a hold of my credit card number. So I decided to handle a lot of the investigative work myself. Good old fashioned internet sleuthing. I discovered that looking through records online, looking up phone numbers, looking up everything else, I discovered that there was a guy, maybe a group of them, but there was a guy working in a very shady office of which, courtesy of Google, I actually have pictures of in Louisiana. I believe it was Louisiana, if I remember right, in Louisiana, who had gotten a hold of my credit card number and ordered a $7,000 gate, like one of those electronic closing gate things that you'd put over your driveway or something like that. I not only locate this guy's address, I have all this stuff documented. I have the credit card charge, the phone number, the address, the pictures, and I called and talked to him, and he hung up on me. I have everything neat and tidy. I call local police. Cross state lines. It's not really our thing. Call the FBI. Okay. Hang up the phone. Call the FBI. The FBI flat out told me on the phone that they weren't really interested. It's not going to be something they'd pursue. Now, by the grace of God, I will give them credit. American Express back then, turns out they're kind of a garbage company now, but real commie, but American Express back then, immediately money back. They would handle it with their fraud department. So we were not out $7,000, which I didn't have $7,000 to be out. So by the grace of God. But what if that was an older person and that was money they needed, critically needed, and they didn't have American Express and no law enforcement pursuit whatsoever for these small crimes? I hate to even say that because it's certainly not a small crime to me. Wouldn't be a small crime to you. Gosh, could you imagine Jewish producer Chris if they took $7,000? He'd just fall over clutching his chest. But they go unpursued. And I'm not, this is not ripping on anybody. Actually, it is ripping on the FBI because screw them. But most local police departments, they don't have the manpower. They don't have the resources. And there are so many dirtballs in this country, free, courtesy of Democrats. They are out there chasing down gangbangers and murderers and things like that. And so these dirtballs just swim right underneath the surface of our country. All right, before we get back to other things, I know it's not breaking news. It's a couple hours old.
It
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
We blew up a bunch of narco guys in the ocean. So let's rewind. Remember last week we had Brandon. Was it last week we had Brandon Weichert on, Chris? It was last week we had Brandon Weichert on. He's always a wealth of information. And we were asking him, why is Trump interested in Venezuela? When I say interested, why do we have 4,000 sailors and Marines parked right off the coast? Why are we sending more destroyers down there? Why Venezuela? And we went over a bunch of stuff. But one of the things he said was Venezuela is a narco state. It is now a narco state. The government is a cartel. The government of Venezuela, they are in the drug running business. And that is part of the reason Donald Trump is so upset with them. Well, what was the Navy doing down there? We just had a boat full of drugs with 11. Trump says they were Trinidad and Tobago. I'm sure they were. With 11 narco terrorists in the boat. Yeah, they're no longer with us. The United States Navy, when this boat was in international waters, vaporized it. Goodbye. Too bad, so sad. And the headline, you know, from Fox News, this is from earlier in the day. Maduro claims the U.S. seeks regime change through military threat amid Caribbean buildup. Yeah, that's how it works. These dictators who attack America and attack America and attack America. And I'm not talking Saddam Hussein being a dirtball on his own part of the world. I'm talking guys who actually attack America like Maduro has over and over and over again. What happens is they get used to a government run by Democrats. Well, Democrats don't care if you attack America. As long as you don't attack their bank account or expose their corruption, they don't care about America. They're not going to stress about that at all. And the world kind of settles in to this way of thinking where, well, yeah, you can attack America. No, who's going to do anything about it? The Biden regime? And they just kind of get it through their heads that that's how it will always be. But that's not how it always is. Every now and then, the American people wake up, stop voting for Democrats, put in some actual patriots in office, and then the bad people who attack America find out that not everybody hates the United States of America. In fact, there are lots of us who love it here. And when we get to pick the people who represent us, you're going to die if you attack America. And you know what? I love, there's video of this attack. It's very kid-friendly, by the way. Very kid-friendly. There's video of this boat being blown up. Trump has it all over his social media. I'm sure I've been doing the show. I'm sure over the last 2 hours, I'm sure it's all over Facebook and Twitter and everything else. It's a boat at night cruising through the water and ba-boom, it just explodes. It's gone. I love that Donald Trump put out that video publicly. Those kind of public statements are very beneficial. It's beneficial for everyone in the world to see this is what happens. And I'm so jealous. Think how cool it would be. Not to be in the Navy. Who wants to do that? But think how cool it would be if you were kind of a lower class person who joined the Navy instead of joining the Marines like your dad wanted. If you were a lower class person who joined the Navy to actually get a mission and to get sent down there and to get to nuke some narco terrorists, gosh, that would be freaking sweet. You know those guys are cracking beers on that ship tonight. They're probably not allowed, but I promise you someone snuck in some beer. You know those guys are living the high life right now. I'm so freaking jealous. Gosh, that's so cool. Every now and then I want to go back. But then I realize I'm old and out of shape, and that's just not going to work at all. You can't do that at the age of 44. Jesse, I recently read the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Soon after, I encountered what appeared to be a communist in the wild. He was protesting outside a locally owned coffee shop that displays American flags. Seemed eager to strike up a conversation. It became clear I was dealing with someone less than credible. So he did claim he was being paid by the state through a contracting group called Opus. My question is, have you come across instances of blue states paying individuals to protest and disrupt conservative-owned small businesses? Oh, yes, of course. This takes place on a federal level, too, I should note. This isn't just state level. If you live in California, if you're listening to me in California right now, I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, your tax dollars are paying for communist activism in your state in some way. And don't feel too bad, because every American listening has been doing the same thing for a long, long, long time. Why do you think the Trump administration fired all 10,000 employees at USAID, at USAID? Because they were taking up billions of your dollars and spending it on Democrat activism. This is the norm. I have explained it time and time again. These people get into office and they think about how to loot the treasury to pay off their friends and attack their enemies. Now, speaking of attacking, do you have a Byrna launcher? Their new compact launcher? I want you to know that it's legal in all 50 states, and I want you to know they have great holsters now. Great holsters now for you. Inside the belt, outside the belt. You can get a safety orange one. You can get a black one. I prefer the black one. I prefer to carry lethal and non-lethal. I want a non-lethal option for when I walk out to my car tonight and there's a homeless guy peeing on the tire and he turns around without a weapon and threatens me. I don't want to kill him. I do want to hurt him. Byrna will stop a very bad man and save your life. Shoots tear gas balls or pepper balls. Get a Byrna, BYRNA, for the person you love the most. Please don't go off to college without one. Don't go to work without one. Don't go to the gas station without one. BYRNA, Byrna.com. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I have a sad but not sad stat, if you will. Sad overall, but maybe not sad for you and me. Here's the chart. It was done by a World Values Survey. Birth rates are falling more steeply among progressives than conservatives. I'm not going to read all the nerdy numbers for you, but here's what you need to know. People on the right are not only making babies, they're making babies above the rate they need to make babies for population growth. You, me, young men and women on the right, and older, they're finding each other. They're getting married, and they're making babies, and that is wonderful. When we talk about falling birth rates, that's terrible. We'll get to the terrible part. Yes, that's terrible overall for society, but our side, our people, we are making babies, and I'm happy for you, and I'm proud of you. If that's what you want in your life, I realize that's not everybody's lot in life, but if that's what you want, go find a man, marry him, and make babies with him. Go find a dime, marry him, and make babies with him. That's happiness. You'll love it. But overall, this is terrible. It's terrible that so many human beings have succumbed to Marxism, have succumbed to all the miseries that come with that, and they're not getting married. And they're not making babies. Either they're all gay, trannies. I can't count how many times I've heard a left-wing young person say they don't want babies because of climate change. All this sick mental illness that Democrats are putting into the minds of young people, and now they're not even reproducing. That is so insanely sad. That is so insanely sad. And it's super, super evil because they lie to all these kids just so they can have them as foot soldiers, just so they can use them for power. That's the only reason they lie to you about climate change from their private jets. They lie to you because they know you're young. You can be manipulated. They know that if they make you miserable, afraid to drive a car, that, yeah, your life will be miserable, full of angst, bitterness, but you'll vote Democrat forever. That's why they lie to you. When they tell you lies about men, all men are evil, toxic masculinity, as a young woman, they know they're signing you up for a life of bitterness as a feminist. Bitterness, fatness, all these things are waiting for you. What, Chris? All these things are waiting for you. They know that. But they also know that you'll vote Democrat your entire life, and that's all they care about. I think that's, one, very encouraging for our side, but two, so sad that one side has just decided to get out of the family-making business. I will say this, though, as a word of caution for parents, soon-to-be parents, wannabe parents. That's part of why they're always after your kids. You know that. Don't think that they can't read these charts, too. They're always recruiting, always coming up with an army, always, always, always. They're coming up with a plan. And that plan always involves, since they don't have kids of their own, taking your kids. Let me ask you something, honestly. How many Democrat women are on your school board who don't have children? Have you looked? How many Democrat women teach in your child's school, K through 12, or are professors on that college you pay for who don't have kids? You know why they're there, right? They're there for yours. They are there to recruit. And we have to be very careful with our children. We have to raise them to know this fact, to point it out. We have to have these frank discussions with them. Don't be that home. Well, we didn't talk about politics. Don't do that. I promise you the communist in your child's school is going to talk about politics. You better talk to them first. Talk about politics. Talk about communism. Talk about right, wrong, good, evil. The communist is going to. We have to be purposeful with our children because the communist is going to be purposeful with our children. They are circling your kids like wolves. They think about it all the time. What? Why do you think so often the biggest activist in your town with the tranny flags or the Black Lives Matter flags or whatever new freak show they roll out, why do you think so often they're school teachers and librarians? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they went after Disney and took over Disney? Of all the things, why Disney? There are bigger corporations. Why Disney? Because that's where the kids are. They're not making their own. They are after yours. Remember that. And remember, you don't have to live with pain. That's a lie people tell themselves. That the daily pain that grinds you has to be there forever. It's not true. Not true at all. Relief Factor is here to take the pain out of your life. Take the pain out of your life. Not turn it down a little, remove it by attacking the root cause of it, which is the inflammation. Inflammation. That's why you're in pain. That's why your shoulder hurts. That's why your head hurts all the time. That's why your back hurts. So do something about it that's not drugs. Relief Factor is a supplement, 100% drug-free. Bunch of doctors got together and said, we need something better, something natural, something that will support the body's natural response to pain. When you start taking Relief Factor, 3 weeks of it is $19.95. When you start taking it, every day it's like the volume gets turned down a little more and a little more and a little more. And you wake up one day and you have your life back. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'll try to get back to some more emails here in a moment. I have to do a couple things. One, this is from Insider Paper. Ancient tombs unearthed in Iraq due to a drought. Chris, would you go in an ancient tomb? Believed to be over 2,300 years old. And you know, Iraq is ancient, ancient. I actually, you know, when I was in Iraq, you know that's where Babylon was? When I was in Iraq, we actually went to Babylon. It's fallen into disrepair. It was just like a couple different statues, but we actually went to Babylon. Place is ancient. I would totally go into an ancient tomb. What? Chris said, do I have to crawl on my hands and knees or can I crouch? Well, I'm not big on the, you know, crawling into super tight spaces thing. That's very much not my thing. But hear me out. What if I told you, you had to crawl for 100 yards, the length of a football field. So that's a very long crawl. But at the end of that 100 yards, there will be a large open tomb room with a bunch of tomb stuff in there. Would you go? You're worried about cave-ins? Well, that's why you'll never be an archaeologist like me, Chris, because I would go. And I don't like tight spaces like that. I totally would go. I would. I would regret it, for sure, but I would go. I want to see an ancient tomb so bad. You know, you read these stories about when they were discovering the pyramids and these guys would get hurt by old acid that had been put in there. You know, these booby traps and stuff like that. 100% worth it. And I don't believe those stories at all either. I think they're total garbage. There's no way a booby trap held up thousands of years. You're a bunch of dirty liars. Now, let's do some emails. Jesse, you have mentioned fragging before. The phrase was coined during the Vietnam conflict. Given today's ineptitude in the higher-ups in today's military, does this still occur to any extent? Do you have any good books to recommend on the subject? Okay, so I'm not talking about Cory Booker when I talk about fragging. That's a different thing. Fragging, for those who may not know, is when military people, enlisted soldiers usually, will kill their officer or kill their leader. He mentioned this happened in Vietnam, and it most definitely did happen in Vietnam. And it took different forms. You know, sometimes fragging, it's a reference to frag grenades, fragmentation grenades. That would be just a normal grenade to you. Fragging off, it could mean someone rolls a grenade in your lieutenant's tent. Oftentimes, though, fragging took place out on the battlefield in the heat of battle where you can't get caught. Fragging can be shoot him in the back, shoot him when you're in the middle of combat. I personally never witnessed it at all. However, I did witness multiple times the circumstances where I definitely could see it happening. There's a story, I forget where I heard this story, from World War II. Keep in mind, fragging is old. When you are in combat, and let me explain it this way. When you are in combat, your men around you become closer than brothers because you only have each other. There is nothing else. There's no one else. They're your everything. To lose one of them hurts beyond belief. If there is a man leading you who hurts them, either intentionally or maybe he's just a glory hound or an idiot, I'm not supporting this at all. I don't believe in it, by the way. I do not believe in it. But it's not a hard leap if I'm in combat with my best friend, and my second lieutenant is a moron and makes my friend charge into a minefield when he doesn't want to, and my friend gets blown up. Let's say I've been in combat for a while and I'm comfortable killing people. And that happens. It happened to me. It happens to everybody who's in combat for a while. You just end up with a level of comfort with killing people. Most normal people can't relate to it. Guys who come back, they don't talk about it much. And I'm not defending it, right? And I'm not saying I think about it anymore or anything like that. But you just develop a level of comfort with it. That's how it is. It's not a hard leap. If that guy, maybe you think he's going to get you killed. Maybe he got your friend killed. Not a hard leap to think, well, I'll just kill him instead. There's a story, I referenced it a second ago. There's a story, and I forget where the heck I heard it or read it. There's a story from the Pacific War in World War II of the Marines were there. And the Marines were all killers there. I mean, they had just been through hell and seen so much, and they just killed all the time, up close and personal. Then your psyche changes. And there was a new officer, and there was a Marine who was walking someplace where the officer didn't want him to walk. And the officer was telling him, get back here, and the guy wasn't listening, wouldn't follow orders. And the officer pulls out his gun and threatens to kill him. Well, there's a Marine behind the officer who was cleaning his weapon. His weapon was disassembled. He was cleaning it. Immediately when the officer threatened it, he puts his weapon back together and throws a magazine in there and points it right at the back of the officer. If that officer had fired that shot, he would have died immediately. Immediately. And probably several guys. Again, I'm not defending this, and there's no way I can explain it to people who haven't been there, but killing officers who get you killed, unbelievably common. In World War I, it happened. Remember, the officers oftentimes get the shaft, too. It's not always bad officers, but the officers in World War I, they would signal it's time to go over the top of the trench with whistles. And let's say you're sitting there with you and 20, 30 of your buddies, and you see a platoon ahead of you, beep, blows the whistle, all 20, 30 guys get up and all die. And that happened in World War I. That happened a lot. They're charging into a machine gun nest or something like that. They're all cut down immediately. Now, your officer gets up there, starts screaming at you, get on your feet, we're going over the top, I'll shoot anyone who doesn't. How much does it take for someone to break and do something terrible? Again, I do not defend the practice. I've defended many terrible things. You know I would if I felt like it was right. I do not defend murder. I don't. But it happens. It's more common than we think. Whatever. I don't want to talk about murder anymore. Maybe we should just make some more fun of, well, Bill de Blasio. Remember when we talked about how communists are about a mile wide and an inch deep? There's no depth of knowledge. Here's former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio when he was asked about Mamdani.
Free bus.
And who runs that?
The city of New York runs it, just like we run so many other services. And the bottom line here is, think about the free buses again. Free buses has been proven to work in many parts of the country.
Where?
I'll get your list of cities, but the bottom line is, it is something that allows people.
Free buses have been proven to work everywhere. Where? I'll get you a list. This is what they do. Lie about everything all the time. All right. We'll talk about younger generation work ethic, headlines I didn't get to, emails. Let's talk history. It's very, very difficult to find history that is not twisted with America sucks narratives. It's part of what makes me treasure Hillsdale College so much. In a sea of communist filth, Hillsdale College is a bright light for all of us. And all of us get to learn from them, not just the people attending, paying tuition, getting a degree. All of us get to learn from Hillsdale College because they offer more than 40 free online courses. Let me tell you about the Federalist Papers. All those things in the Constitution. Why did they put them there? Why this? Why that? What did they mean by this? You know, you don't have to take anybody's interpretation of it. They wrote them down in the Federalist Papers so everyone would know. Hillsdale will teach you about the Federalist Papers for free. You, your kids, at home, on that road trip, free. At hillsdale.edu/Jesse. No cost. It's easy to get started. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Brandon Johnson's talking about defending Chicago from Donald Trump, and he said, what now?
Are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people?
Chicago wasn't built by slaves. That's not at all a thing that is reality at all. I mean, not at all a reality. This reminds me of when Joy-Ann Reed said this.
And to find out that literally Barack Obama's two terms in as president are your reparations, and Juneteenth, which you already celebrated anyway, is your reparations, and yet you built this country. You literally physically built this country.
That's not a thing that happened either. There is a very, very sad inferiority complex thing that you see manifest itself when these fake civil rights activists say this stuff. Because I don't know why you're upset with the history of black people or the maybe you're not proud of the history or something. I don't understand exactly what it is, but that's what all this is. We actually built this. We actually did it. We actually invented this. And it's almost always lies. That comes from a place where you feel inferior or embarrassed by your background, by your ancestry. That's what that really is. It's an embarrassment thing. And it's not necessary. You know, you don't have to be embarrassed by any part of your ancestry at all. I don't even know my ancestry. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me one bit at all. You can let that go. You can let that go. Also, I mentioned this earlier. Where did work ethic go to die? It's an article about Gen Z in accusing these younger kids of not having a work ethic, of filming everything at work, of not wanting to do things outside of their boundaries and things like that. And I will just say, if I have to give, I've already given plenty of employment advice on the show, but for younger generations, and actually we've experienced this before on this show before, just various people we've brought in, for younger people, do not bring your boss problems. Don't bring your mommy to work. Don't bring dad to an interview. Do not bring your boss problems. He is not your friend. He's not your counselor. And he's not there to help you. You're there to help him. You are there to make his life easier. So when he gives you a task, shut your mouth and go do it. And the next time he sees your face, tell him it's done. Hey, boss, got it done. Ran into some problems, couldn't do that, couldn't find this, couldn't find that, but I worked it out, had to move some things around. Here's the completed assignment you gave me. I do not think the next generation sucks. I think that's ridiculous. But if I had to point to one thing that plagues the next generation, it is exactly that. This sense of my boss is here to help me. I need to have an emotional day. I broke up with my boyfriend, my girlfriend, so I need to take an extra hour. Oh, stuff it and go back to work. Nobody wants to hear that. Outside of a death in the family, nobody wants to hear about any of that crap. Leave that stuff at home. I'm not telling you to be a soulless, emotionless robot, and I'm definitely not telling you to be treated like crap by your boss. If you are being mistreated at work, don't allow that to happen. Go find a new gig. Go find some place where you can be treated like a human being. You're not a slave. You're not anything like that. but stop bringing this emotional baggage crap to work and stop bringing your boss problems. Don't tell me problems. Tell me solutions. Burn that into your head. Don't tell me problems. Tell me solutions. That really plagues younger people. Really, really bad.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Gallup releases a poll on national alcohol consumption, and it's shocking. The shocking part of it is record lows. Americans aren't drinking alcohol anymore. I think that's a good thing, except the only thing that concerns me about it is maybe they can't afford alcohol anymore. Have you looked at the drink prices on a drink menu of a restaurant? This Mexican restaurant we go to, they always hand us the drink menu, and we kind of gawk at it. $15 for a margarita? Who can afford that? Latin America's narco states freaking out over Trump's cartel crackdown. It's going to be wild as Donald Trump continues to escalate this, watching how Latin American countries hold up without drug money. And how sad is that drug money fuels so much of Latin America? Remember, I believe it's the third biggest business in Mexico behind tourism and oil. Report. Two largest teachers unions funneled $43.5 million to left-wing groups. How long before we start having a talk about these teachers unions and attacking them as organized crime? Because that's what this is. This is not about children. When you are taking the money and you're spending it exclusively on Democrats, when does RICO come into effect here? 7 killed, 37 injured in the weekend Chicago shootings as the mayor blocks federal aid. But hey, I mean, he built it.
Are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by...
That's not what happened. Pentagon authorizes up to 600 military lawyers to serve as temporary immigration judges. I'll say it again. If all Donald Trump does is deport people for the next 4 years, I'm a happy man. UN nuclear watchdog says it finds uranium particles at Syria site. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds really bad. I'll also be back tomorrow and we'll have some more fun. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.